go. I have one finger along this edge.
Woodworker Doug Stowe shows a young student how to carve a piece of wood on a mechanical lathe in his woodworking classroom at Clear Springs High School in Eureka Springs. And as a board member of the Eureka Springs School of the Arts, this is where he also teaches summer school woodworking classes to grown-ups. An award-winning artisan and author, Doug Stowe creates luminous inlay ornamental boxes and fine heirloom furniture using mortise and tenon joints and dovetails with local hardwoods. His work's been featured in many national journals and books. He also teaches at prestigious craft schools like Aramont and Mark Adams School of Woodworking. He's been crafting wood since 1976, around the time he founded the Eureka Springs Guild of Artists and Craftspeople.
And it was a wonderful organization, but because we were a guild, it was impossible for us to get nonprofit status. And so some of the my fellow artists in Eureka Springs had, we just really believed that as many artists as there were here and as much of an impact as we could have on the community by having an art school, we ought to have one.
That's when Doug Stowe, along with artist Mary Springer and weaver Eleanor Lux, incorporated the Eureka Springs School of the Arts, carrying on a historic arts colony legacy, tracing back in Eureka Springs to the early 40s. With no facility, it first organized as a school without walls, with classes taught in various art studios. But ESSA, as it's called, eventually purchased a vacant house on Highway 62 at Inspiration Point, 8 miles north of Eureka, overlooking the White River. The facility has since been renovated into an arts campus with 5 studios. A large parcel of land adjacent to the school was recently donated. Classes are currently offered spring through fall. Roger Muterspa serves as ESSA's new executive director.
So we have 2 buildings, actually 3 buildings, I should say now, and hope next year to offer residency on site as well for artists. This year we'll offer 50 workshops. And we served students last year from 12 different states and 2 international countries. So we're well on the path of moving forward, and we just are now populating our 2012 schedule, and we've set aside 20 slots for national instructors. Not to take anything away from Eureka instructors, we have 50 of them there, and we intend to continue with those 50. We just want to add, as we grow the school, we want to add additional depth and complexity of programming, I guess, than what we've had in the past.
He's new to town, retired here 6 months ago from the Chicago area, where he operated his firm, Muterspa and Associates Architects, focused on municipal, school, industrial health, and adaptive reuse. That's preserving historic sites. Art is his second love, so when he learned ESSA needed a new leader, he signed on.
Well, it's to obviously provide the creative arts opportunities to as many people, not only and certainly in Eureka Springs, but we have just launched a platform to become a national treasure in the natural state, and we really intend to become a national school of the arts.
60% of students come from the region, with the rest traveling from 12 states, and 65% are returning. ESSA is linked to the Arkansas Arts Council, an agency of the Department of Arkansas Heritage and the National Endowment of the Arts. It's supported by grants and donations and annual fundraisers, including the popular Mad Hatter's Ball and a fun April Fool's Day party. ESSA also provides seminars in professional arts marketing. ESSA's summer school sessions are very popular and offer an amazing array of courses. For example, plein air, conducted on a boat in the middle of the lake, all taught by professionals and in some cases very successful artists and craftspeople.
Well, we have workshops in 5 day, 1, 3, and 5 day workshops in virtually every media that you can imagine, from two-dimensional painting, watercolor, oil, acrylic, pastels. Certainly woodworking is a prime example, metalworking, metalsmithing, pottery, glass, stained glass as well as fire glass, metal fine jewelry making. We have certainly sculpture, metal sculpture, stainless as well as cold steel.
And blacksmithing. And the duration of the classes, how long are they?
Typically they're 5 days. It's a workshop. It's one intense experience. You come in and you start on Monday morning and go home and Friday afternoon. Mm-hmm. We have a student show typically every Thursday afternoon, so that students can invite other people, family and friends, to see their work in process just before it goes out the door, and expose them, and it's open to the public, obviously. And we are this year going to be we've established a gallery at the school now for our instructors' work, so we just opened that in December of this year, and we anticipate that being there all year round. And we're going to be open Saturdays and Sundays for the first time. So it will be a seven-day business, if you will, this summer. So virtually every media except for performance art and electronic digital media.
Tuition, of course, helps to keep the school going.
Our one-day workshop is $100, basically. 3-day workshop's $165, and the 5-day workshop is $275. So it's very affordable. It's $50 a day, basically, $55 a day by the time we... And that includes students, instructors, includes the space, typically includes the materials, depending upon the course. And so it's a very, very reasonable opportunity to get your hands in and try all the different creative opportunities we offer.
And this summer, Doug Stowe will be teaching ornamental box making courses at ESSA's Session 9, July 25th through the 29th.
I focus just on a few basic techniques. We don't have the huge wood shop here. We use the studio here at the Clear Springs School. So with my box making class, it's for beginners as well as advanced box makers. And it's fun. Everybody ends up the week with things that they have made that have their fingerprints all over them, their own creative expression is invested in these objects that can then last a lifetime.
And any Doug Stowe-inspired handcrafted box will certainly become a family collectible. ESSA staff believe adult art education can be, using their wordplay, ESSA-ceptional and ESSA-extraordinary. Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.